In today's gospel, Jesus Christ says, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" And they remained silent. Today's gospel seemed to be a dilemma, because if Jesus Christ is God Himself, how can God contradict Himself? Because the Sabbath, the circumcision, were established by divine law. St. Thomas of Aquinas says that we have to distinguish between divine law and eternal law. Jesus Christ is the eternal law, who came to this world to work our redemption. Actually, the Old Testament, all the law prescribed by God, were not able to save us, because they were just a preparation, a pedagogue, to lead people to recognize the Messiah. Even from the beginning, it was revealed that salvation comes from the Messiah, not from the law. Zacharias, or Zachary, the father of John the Baptist, inspired by the Holy Ghost, has this canticle: "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has visited and wrought redemption for His people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, His servant, as He spoke through the mouth of His holy ones, the prophets from of old, that He might rescue us from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, that He might show mercy to our fathers and remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to Abraham our father, that He would grant us, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we should serve Him without fear." Keep this in your mind: to serve Him, to serve the Messiah without fear, in holiness and justice before Him all our days. "And thou, child," He referred to John the Baptist, to his son, "and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare His ways." That's why Jesus Christ Himself called John the Baptist plus quam prophetam, more than a prophet, because he was the prophet of the Most High, God Himself. So Jesus Christ is the eternal law, who is not under any law. And the eternal law, obviously, is our redemption, our salvation. Saint Simeon also professed that salvation comes from the Messiah, not from the law. And remember, they were really practicing all the law of Moses. In his cantico, he says, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation." When he saw the Holy Family coming to the temple, inspired by the Holy Ghost, that he would not die before seeing the Messiah, he was just waiting, expecting for these tremendous events. And when he saw the Holy Family, Joseph and Mary, coming to the temple, he recognized in the child, the Christ, the Messiah. "Because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. So, Jesus Christ is the eternal law. He is not under any law. So there is not a contradiction. That's why, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? You know, I had a wedding, and it's a very difficult wedding, and all the circumstances of the wedding were not according to what the church, Catholic Church, prescribes in order to administer the sacraments normally. So in the party, or during the party, there was a lawyer there, an old man with a great experience, and he asked me, is it lawful for a Catholic priest to administer the sacrament in these such circumstances? So I answer in Latin. He should know Latin. So I answer in Latin. Prima lex salus animarum. Prima lex salus animarum, the first law, is the salvation of soul. So the church allows us, in case of necessity, to administer sacraments, though the circumstances are not agree with what the church demands in order to administer sacraments. St. Thomas of Aquinas, it is very interesting, prima secunde, we say prima secunde, question 93, article 6. He says, a man is said to be under the law through being bound thereby against his will as by a load. Hence, on the same passage, a gloss says that he is under the law who refrains from evil deeds through fear of the punishment threatened by the law. When Jesus asked the lawyers and the Pharisees, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? They kept silent. Why? Because they fear. And not from love of virtue. In this way, the spiritual man is not under the law because he fulfills the law willingly through charity which is poured into his heart by the Holy Ghost. We call the Old Testament all. It's all. We have a New Testament. The new, you know, deal between God and man. And this new deal, this new covenant is Jesus Christ. He is the eternal law, which is actually our salvation. Secondly, it can be understood as meaning that the works of a man who is led by the Holy Ghost are the works of the Holy Ghost rather than his own. Therefore, since the Holy Ghost is not under the law, as neither is the Son, as stated above, it follows that such works, in so far as they are of the Holy Ghost, are not under the law. This is obviously the law of charity. That's why St. John the Apostle says about Christ, God is charity. And today, Epistle, St. Paul explained, he prayed with all the saints in order we may understand how infinite is the charity of Christ. The Apostle witnesses to this when he says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why in our present time, we are still, you know, functioning as a priest, bishops as a bishop, though we cannot, you know, accomplish all the requirement, all the ecclesiastical law about consecration, about ordination. Why? Because prima lex salus animarum. Because Vatican II is obviously the great apostasy. And some people ask me, are you Roman Catholic? Yes, I am Roman Catholic, because I believe in papacy, I believe in everything. The thing that, because the situation, our situation, in our days, we have to use epikeia, we have to use, you know, surprise jurisdiction, because we don't have ordinary jurisdiction. Why? Because prima lex salus animarum, the first law is the salvation of soul. So the circumstances, you know, are not according to what the church establishes in order to administer normally the sacraments, but because the salvation, because Jesus Christ is the eternal law, well, we have to continue working for this tremendous task to save a soul so they may go to heaven. So before, you may know, you know, I couldn't preach, give a sermon without permission of the bishop, the diocese. I cannot hear confession outside of my diocese. I cannot marry anyone without permission of the bishop of that diocese. But now, you know, because the great apostasy, because this special time, well, we have to follow the eternal law, which is precisely the salvation of soul. This is a great act of charity. And this is the Holy Ghost that inspires, thanks to God, to all those bishops that continue, you know, ordaining priests in order we may have all the sacrament. This is beautiful. This is something that today we have to thank God with a great, great gratitude, because Jesus Christ is healing us from our spiritual sickness, though the great apostasy. So, is it lawful to cure on Sabbath? Of course, because Jesus is the law. Jesus is the eternal law. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.